With nuclear waste piling up all over America, the Department of Energy has devised a plan to bury it all in rock salt catacombs, a half mile underground near Carlsbad, New Mexico. And they've released an 80,000-page report detailing their plans. But how will they keep human intruders out for the quarter of a million years or so that it'll take for the nuclear waste to lose its radioactivity? Our linguist, Jeffrey Nunberg, has looked at their proposals and has some thoughts about the risks of warnings.
Environmentalists say that the chief danger of burying nuclear waste in the desert is man. What if somebody comes along someday and tries to mine the site or drills a hole and brings up radioactive wastes in a blowout? The Department of Energy people say that the risk of that is infinitesimal, but of course, if you give things enough time, even the most unlikely things turn into near certainties. You drive up and down Broadway long enough, you're almost sure to hit a penguin. So they have various schemes for keeping intruders away. For the next 100 years or so, the site will be surrounded by guards and fences. And for 10,000 years after that, people will be kept away by a system of warning signs. The Department of Energy people have been bringing in teams of experts to help design these warning signs, or as they call them, passive markers to deter human intrusion. The question is, how can we be sure that the signs will be comprehensible to anybody who might stumble on them? To deal with this, they'll be posting signs in 7 languages, including Russian and Spanish, in case English is no longer spoken in the region. The problem here is that it's for sure that people 10,000 years from now won't understand any language that's spoken today. After all, the English of a mere 1,000 years ago is incomprehensible to us, and 10,000 years is enough time for English to change into a language like Cantonese or Navajo. The Department of Energy people have thought of that, and they've said the warnings will be posted in pictographs as well. But this doesn't fill me with confidence either. Pictographs are fine for expressing simple messages like, watch out for rattlesnakes, but they tend to get a little obscure when things get more complicated. I think of sitting in a rental car trying to figure out which button turns on the rear window defrost. It's hard to imagine how you could use pictures alone to tell somebody that there are low-grade nuclear wastes buried in some salt caverns 800 meters down. Or maybe they shouldn't even try to say that. Maybe they should just post a picture of a rattlesnake and hope for the best. And even if the people who happen on the warnings in 5,000 years can still read them, what exactly would we want the signs to say? If the intruders are scientifically sophisticated, I suppose there's no problem. You just say, look, there's a bunch of low-level radioactive waste buried here, so don't drill for anything, or if you do, be sure to replace your divots. But then there's no guarantee that people will still know about radioactivity a few thousand years from now. You think about how much the West forgot in the first millennium, you tend to be less confident of its ability to hold on to its knowledge in the 3rd through 10th. What if the inhabitants of the region 5,000 years from now are nomadic tribesmen, descendants of the survivors of the religious wars of the 47th century? Or maybe that's no problem either. You could just tell them that there's bad juju here. And anyway, I guess people like that won't be in a position to drill half a mile down. No, what you'd really have to worry about here is your ordinary early 20th century style explorer, sublimely ignorant of the perils of radiation and unimpressed by superstitious mumbo jumbo. What could you possibly put on a marker that would deter Indiana Jones from trying to dig under it? In the end, though, I have the sense that the people at the Department of Energy aren't interested so much in warding off some 75th century intruder as the critics and environmentalists who are on their backs right now. Really, the markers are just like all the other incomprehensible warnings that the modern world is bristling with. Objects in mirror are closer than they appear. Parking in this lot does not constitute a bailment. Nobody expects you to make sense of them, but you can't say you weren't warned.
Jeffrey Nunberg is editor of The Future of the Book, published by the University of California Press.